This year I flew to Costa Rica, and the waves, you know, the waves were like an issue, a big issue for me. The first day I got there, there was no waves, and there were these fishermen out on this rock, and they were fishing, local guys. And so I went out and I stood on the rock, and I thought, this is cool, and I had a string, and I threw the string in the water, and all of a sudden I had a literal tuna on the line. And I took the tuna back to my place that I was staying, and I carved up the tuna, and I ate the tuna, and I felt really proud of myself. 3 months later, same rock, okay? This time I had my brand new fishing rod. I was proud of it. I'm walking down the beach with my new fishing rod, and I'm thinking, geez, the waves seem a little bigger than they did last time when I caught the tuna. And I've been there for maybe 10 seconds, less than a minute for sure, and I'm taking the shrimp, and I look up, and there's this wave coming towards the rock that's like that high, okay? And it explodes on the rock. It explodes on the rock. Water shoots up 2,000 feet in the air. Massive. And then a wall of water's coming towards me. And it was the scariest experience of my life. Time slows down is what happens, you see. And I looked at this wall of water coming to me, and I thought, okay, how am I going to, maybe I'll brace myself. And then just in a fraction of a second, boom, swatted me off the rock. Ribs, blood, and I didn't go into the water. I got knocked further that way, probably about 30 feet off a ledge. And I came down on these volcanic rocks. They're sharp. You can see them here if you look really close. I nearly died right there. See, under those birds? Right there. Nearly died. And then I was by myself. And I picked my body up. I pulled myself out of these tide pools, and I was covered in blood, and I started doing damage assessment. And I walked all the way down this beach, and I thought I was going to die for sure. And I walked into the house, and there was a lady there, a local cleaning lady was there cleaning up the house, and she'd seen me leave with my new $160 pole 5 minutes earlier. She'd seen me leave proudly, my new pole. And then 5 minutes later, I came back covered in blood. And she looked at me and she said, hola. And I walked past her and I went to the bathroom to die. And I waited in there. I sat down on the floor of the shower and I peeled my shirt off and I was looking for ribs coming out. And then I sort of sat down, I turned the water on, kind of warm. I sat on the floor. And then probably about 15 minutes went by. And then I realized that maybe I was going to make it. I survived. And that's my craziest story.